But first, the banking regulator APRA has responded to scathing criticisms that it's timid and too close to the companies it regulates. APRA Chairman Wayne Byers says he supports all 19 recommendations from a capability review in response to the Banking Royal Commission's final report. The watchdog is now under intense pressure to overhaul its image, but wants more government funding to do it. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the fallout from the review, and he joins me now. Peter, the independent review says that APRA actually has some of the same cultural problems that it's supposed to be weeding out in corporate Australia. How has it responded to that?
Well, APRA Chairman Wayne Byers made the point that APRA is managing or overseeing or protecting around $6.5 trillion worth of assets in Australia. So it's a critically important of Australia's financial landscape. But in that report, as you mentioned, APRA has been accused of being a behind-the-scenes regulator, at times secretive and not always a great communicator with the public. So late this morning, in a rare move, APRA's Chairman Wayne Byers countered some of that criticism by holding an on-the-record press conference over the telephone. My TV colleagues were told no cameras were allowed. That's despite revelations earlier this year that APRA spent $430,000 on presentation skills training with NIDA, that's the National Institute of Dramatic Art. And those skills might come in handy as the heat has turned up on APRA to become a more modern and more feared regulator, a real enforcer. But this morning, Wayne Byers was upbeat while accepting the review headed by the former ACCC boss, Graeme Samuel, which has made some pretty big recommendations. But he had a big message for the federal government, and that is, show me the money.
The key challenge posed by the report, as has been the case for reviews by the IMF and the Productivity Commission, the Royal Commission, and now the Capability Review, is that they all identify a whole range of areas where APRA needs to do more, but without providing any suggestion on where it might do less. And indeed, the Capability Review emphasises that APRA is, notwithstanding recent budget increases, still a pretty lean regulator in terms of resourcing. You know, as a leader of an organisation, I understand as well as anyone, these issues around culture, leadership, behaviours, there's no silver bullet here.
That's the APRA chairman, Wayne Byers. So the future of APRA, Peter, is now a hot political issue. What reaction has there been in Canberra?
Well, earlier today, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says that he will be taking actions on the five recommendations that are directed at the federal government. Meanwhile, the Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has jumped on the report, not surprisingly. Without criticising APRA's top brass, he says both the government and APRA have a very long way to go in rebuilding trust, but that importantly, no one should ever forget about the source of the shocking misconduct.
The biggest problems uncovered by the Hayne Royal Commission were problems in the banks themselves. And we shouldn't let today's focus on APRA let the banks off the hook for a lot of the bad behaviour which was uncovered there, some extraordinarily appalling behaviour from the banks. And we need to make sure that the focus post-Royal Commission is on cleaning up that bad behaviour. But at the same time, obviously, APRA and the government need to lift their game when it comes to supervising and policing the sector.
That's the Shadow Treasurer, Jim Chalmers. Peter Ryan, thank you very much for joining us.